So you recently posted on social media about two banners you'd placed on the porch of your Douglas home. One reads hashtag WGA strong and the other Alaska supports writers. Why did you decide to put those signs up?
Part of it, honestly, because I'm watching all my friends, coworkers, colleagues in New York and LA, and even some other locations like New Mexico and Atlanta, picketing, really sort of shut, literally shutting down productions, which is the fastest way to sort of make the studios willing to make any sort of negotiations with us, really. And I was feeling very like I can't do my part. I'm up here, there's no, studios or anything shooting up here in Juneau, but we do have, 1.5 million cruise ship passengers passing by my house, which just happens to be on their route into the docks. So let's let them know. Like, let's sort of raise awareness for all these people who are coming up here that, for one, I've always found Alaska to be extremely supportive of my writing and other writers and artists in general, and especially Juno, but also get them aware. Maybe it's just cryptic enough on the WJ Strong that I might look it up and see what that's all about.
So, what do you hope this strike achieves?
Ultimately, all we want is fair pay, fair benefits, and the ability to have a career out of this. Right now, what writers are facing is you might do one show, work for 10 weeks, and that might be your whole career. It's very, very difficult in the best of circumstances to make a living as a TV writer or just a creative writer in general. But what's happening with the studios right now is they're shortening the hours. They're implementing policies and processes that are pushing newer writers out, pushing diverse writers out, to be honest. I don't believe I would be where I am if the door hadn't opened just a little bit wider for me to get in by an awful lot of people who'd come before me, sort of opening that door. And what the studios are trying to do in not being willing to negotiate on fair pay is shutting that door right back again. And it makes me pretty worried for the future of Native writers being able to enter the industry at all, much less make a living at it. So, yeah, ultimately, fair pay, and just to be able to have a middle class income as a writer.
So Hollywood can feel very far away from Alaska, but are there ways Alaskans could be affected by the strike that we might not expect?
Yeah, I think what viewers will definitely notice, what sort of the most typical consumers, of which I'm one, is you'll start to see delays for shows that are coming out. But up here, I think what people will really see is there's just a loss of authenticity if you don't have people who are really from Alaska, who really know what they're talking about, writing on these shows. And there are Alaskans writing on these shows about Alaska, definitely not all of them, and I think we could all name the ones that clearly have no influence from actual Alaskans. But there are some out there, and they'll start to see that.
So, do we know how long this strike is going to go on for? Has there been any headway that's been made? I'm not sure if that's something you're privy to or able to disclose, but I'm just curious.
The WJ definitely keeps us informed. It's tens of thousands of writers, and only a few are on the negotiating committee. So of course we're not literally in the room, but they do keep us informed. And unfortunately, what we know is the studios are still just not even willing to talk. That's where they're at. They're the very, very fair proposals that the writers put out there, they weren't even willing to discuss or negotiate on them. They just said, we reject it and we're not going to talk about it. So right now, it's in the studio's hands, they're not talking. So that means, yeah, it's probably going to be a long strike. And I think that's sort of been an expectation, is that it will be. The big thing right now is Both the Directors Union and the Actors Union are up for their contract negotiations as well. So in a matter of weeks and months, there's going to be some movement from them. And they've been extremely supportive of the writers. Really, the whole sort of everyone below executive level has been very supportive of the writers, because we're all kind of in the same boat. We're all getting affected by the same low pay and unfair contracts. So I believe it'll be through at least June and July. But that's just my personal guess. And that's because of what's about to happen with the directors and actors unions, that everybody's been so supportive and ready to sort of join the fight and have been joining the fight. We've had so many actors and directors striking, picketing with us. So it's a good indication of what's about to happen. But it's also about to get kind of messy, I think.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, no, goodness, Tish, and thanks for having me.